This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 11, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy to cloudy skies today, temperatures in the low 30s. The City of Peabody, under the direction of Mayor Ted Betancourt, is planning to buy 80 acres of land to prevent development and create additional open space areas in the city.
The last couple of months, we've been working on a deal to purchase 80 acres of land up off of kind of borders Salem and Lynn, up in our Ward 1 and Ward 2 areas that abut our golf course, abut our Welch Elementary School, our cemetery, and our spring pond, our water source. So it's an important deal for us. 80 acres is obviously very significant. There was a number of housing proposals that were proposed in that area, hundreds of units. And, I believe that cities have to be growing and there's opportunities to build housing. But this particular area, I think, is an area that we needed to keep as open space and maybe add to our golf course, add to our cemetery, add to some of our recreational opportunities.
Mayor Betancourt is featured in an MSO News interview that's available on our website. The City of Beverly is looking to fill the open position Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, the position has been vacant for 9 months, and the city is now increasing the salary range to $90,000 to $100,000 per year, up $10,000 from previous job postings. The Daily Item in Lynn is reporting that the town of Saugus is considering changing from a town to a city. The proposal has been brought to the select board by Chair Anthony Cogliano, but so far it's been met with mixed reviews from other selectmen. Earlier this week, the Danvers School Committee selected Marblehead High School Principal Dan Bauer to become the district's next superintendent. In Bauer's district walkthrough as part of last week's interview, he had some very positive things to say about the Danvers schools.
Today's walkthrough was awesome. It started off coming in and the person at the front desk greeted me by my name, so I felt welcomed right away. The schools are in beautiful shape. They're well kept. You could see there's a lot of pride in the buildings. Everybody to a T was very welcoming, and it seemed to me it was genuine. It wasn't just because I'm a candidate for superintendent. They really, you could see the pride. And just meeting the central office team today and describing how long many of them have lived in this community, their children have gone to school in this community, those have moved to this community, and you could just see that pride and how hard they're working in the teamwork that's within the central office team, I think is awesome. And then having an opportunity with Mr. Federico to walk the building and see the great things in the classrooms, that was exciting for me. The teachers were very welcoming, and you know, it's hard to interrupt the lesson, but was able to go in and see many, many great things happening. The students were awesome. And then had an opportunity to meet with the central office team, actually the administrative team, the larger group, and really found that to be a group of individuals who truly care about Danvers Public Schools.
That's Dan Bauer, Danvers' next school superintendent. Later today, our website will post an interview with Swampscott Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumberyard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics return to action tonight to host the Pelicans. The Bruins host Seattle tomorrow night at the Garden. The Triton boys hockey team plays at Newburyport tonight. Triton coach Ryan Sheehan on meeting their rivals tonight.
Yeah, it's always, I mean, they're our rival. I mean, we share the rink with each other, and it's always blown out. It's always loud. It's always a physical game, and you know, I expect nothing else. You know, they've played against kind of the cream of the crop in the state this year. So, you know, they'll be ready for the speed. They'll be ready for the physicality. So it will be a good game.
Yeah. In other high school hockey news, the Swampscott boys hockey team, not playing tonight, will play their next game Saturday in Winthrop against the Vikings with a 1:30 face-off. This is Big Blue coach Gino Fea on his captains.
Well, the two captains are Zach Ryan and Aiden Sprague. And then we also have two assistants, seniors, Aiden Fitzpatrick and Liam Hurley. Zach and Aiden Sprague, they've been playing with us since the eighth grade season. Mm-hmm. Both great kids. They work hard on and off the ice, do well in school. So, you know, two guys that we definitely look to lead the team.
Swampscott coach Gino Fea. Big high school boys basketball game tonight. Lawrence, one of the top teams in the state, is at Beverly. Tip-off at 7. This is Beverly coach Matt Karakoudis on his team's very tough non-league schedule.
Correct. We have Lawrence again. We have Central Catholic at the end of the year. We have Catholic Memorial coming up twice. We have Everett at the Garden. So, I mean, we just have a gauntlet of a schedule.
Don't forget, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows go up on the website Thursday morning. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us. Have a great Wednesday here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.